This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. A long-awaited prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine has taken place. The exchange raising hopes of renewed efforts to end the war in Ukraine's east between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists. From Moscow, Charles Maines reports.
News of the exchange broke early Saturday when buses were seen leaving Moscow's Lefortovo prison and a Ukrainian state plane was spotted at Vnukovo Airport in the Russian capital. Similar movements were reported in Kiev as both sides coordinated the transfer and flights home of 35 of their countrymen. The exchange caps a promise by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to negotiate with Russian President Vladimir Putin to bring home Ukrainian prisoners and ultimately end the conflict in eastern Ukraine. Attention now turns to renewed efforts to negotiate a lasting peace. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
The official death toll in the Bahamas from Hurricane Dorian has risen to 43, while search and rescue teams are still trying to reach some communities isolated by flood waters and debris. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Despite sunshine and blue skies, Prime Minister Hubert Minnis describes it as an hour of darkness for the Bahamas. Hundreds of people continue to wait for transport off the devastated island of Abaco on vessels arriving with aid, while volunteers fan out distributing those supplies.
Food, baby diapers and wipes.
But Dion Clare adds,
we're also helping evacuate people off the island.
And it's been bad on the island of Grand Bahama, too, which Trevor Turner describes as,
like only what you see in the movies, like those end the times.
The prime minister says he'll ensure
every single individual is cared for and rescued.
That was AP's Ben Thomas reporting. This is VOA News.